You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. It's Food Friday, and with the holidays just around the corner, we're going to skip the cookies and the plum pudding and serve up some pie.
We're joined now by a pie expert who has traveled the country in search of pie perfection. Valerie Lux is managing partner and chief executive pie maker at Honey Pie in Milwaukee. Valerie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how did you first get into making pies?
I started as a little girl. My mom actually taught me.
And this wasn't an easy bake oven. You were cooking proper pies?
Yep, real oven, real big pies. She taught me pie crust was the very first thing in apple.
Pie crust. Now, that's something I'm still intimidated by, and I've been cooking and baking for years. Wasn't that hard to start out with the pie crust?
I think as a little, as a little girl, so I didn't know it was hard. So I just, I think you learned from your mom, and I just learned right away, so I never learned to be afraid of it. I find a lot of people are still really intimidated by pie crust.
Well, give us some non-intimidating basics here. What is the key? What are the things to avoid, I guess, in order to make a good pie crust?
Well, the first thing you need is really cold ingredients. Make sure you've got really cold butter and a bowl of ice water with you. And if your kitchen's warm because you've been cooking a bunch of other cookies or you're making dinner, throw the flour in the freezer as well. So
wow.
Make sure everything's really cold. And make sure you don't cut the fat, like the butter or the Crisco, whatever you're using. Don't cut it in too small. Leave some nice big chunks of fat in your flour. That's usually where I find people go wrong the most.
So you said butter or Crisco, so you're agnostic on that point? Either one works?
Either one works. Some people are really diehard butter or really diehard Crisco. I think they're both great. They both serve different purposes. We use a little blend of both. That's my favorite, is butter and Crisco combined.
Stepping away from the practical side for a minute, you've been making pie a long time from an early age. You've made pie for a lot of people. What is it about pie that makes people so darn happy?
I don't really know. I've been asked that question many times, but it's true. It makes people really happy, and I think that's why I've really liked making it and sharing it with people, is that no one's ever unhappy to receive a piece of pies. I just think there's something really homey and warm about it, and people just love it. It's got magic to it.
Well, you work and make pies at sort of a high temple of pie making in Milwaukee at Honey Pie. What pies there do you think make people the most happy? What are some of the hit pies?
Oh, our biggest sellers are definitely our key lime pie, our Milwaukee mud pie. The banana cream is always a big hit, and a pistachio cream is another one.
You mentioned one of the pies that is on our Central Time Facebook page. You forwarded us a recipe for the Milwaukee mud pie. Can you talk us through the Milwaukee mud pie and what goes into it?
The Milwaukee mud pie is sort of a riff on a Mississippi mud pie that I came up with, and it's got a chocolate cookie base, like crust, and then I do a layer of a fudge filling, and then a layer of crumbled chocolate cookies like Oreos, and then we do our chocolate cream on top of it, and then another layer of chocolate cookies, and then some wonderful Wisconsin whipped cream on top of it.
I feel like, I don't know, there's so much awesome stuff here, you'd have to do penance after eating a piece of that.
No, it's good for your soul. So
oh, good.
Okay.
So you're trying to get us to make these pies by ourselves. So we got the crust out of the way. You're not intimidated by the crust. What about the rest of the pie? Is it difficult to master pies?
I don't think it's difficult to master. I just think it takes a lot of practice. And I think historically we used to learn from our mothers or our grandmothers. And, I find among a lot of people in my generation, their parents were raising them in the 70s and 80s and they weren't learning that anymore. So I think you just need someone to show you and then just practice it and just keep practicing it. I don't think it's actually that difficult.
Getting ready for pie season over the holidays with Valerie Lux, managing partner and chief executive pie maker at Honey Pie in Milwaukee. Got one of her recipes, a Milwaukee mud pie, linked over at the Central Time Facebook page. Let's tackle a basic little bit, if we can, Valerie, the apple pie. There's still some pretty good apples out there, getting a little late in December, but they're still selling some pretty good ones. What's the key this time of year to a good apple pie?
Well, a good apple pie is finding an apple that's tart and a little more crisp. If you get an apple that's really soft or mealy, like a Macintosh, for example, it's going to break down a lot inside the pie and almost make an applesauce, which can be really tasty if that's your preference. But find some good crisp apples. There's definitely still great apples out there. And the nice thing about Wisconsin apples is they cellar really well, so you can buy a bunch of them and keep them in a cool spot, and they'll hold, so you can make Wisconsin apple pie for like half the winter time. So get some and stock up is what I say, and then put tons of cinnamon in it. That's my favorite.
Sounds good. So we've got the holidays. We're kind of in the midst of them right now, heading into the really heavy sort of eating season part of it right now. What are some of the biggest holiday pies that you can think of?
The biggest ones we do, obviously, over Thanksgiving, it's pumpkin and pecan. And then as we move into the Christmas season, we start to see the pecan pies keep going as a really popular choice. We're selling a lot of caramel apple crumble pie right now, and we do a lot of chocolate stuff, seems to be. We have a peppermint fudge that's very popular right about now.
Oh, we heard from a listener named Sean via Twitter. Sean likes your vegan items there at Honey Pie. I got to say, I've had some vegan baking over the years. Some's decent, some is just really awful. How do we keep a vegan pie from being awful?
Well, a vegan pie, if you do the fruit pies, it's actually not that difficult to do. If you just stick with a vegan shortening, Crisco happens to be vegan on its own, so
Okay.
You just make an all Crisco crust, and then you just omit the butter from it, and it can still be really, really good. That's what we do at the restaurant for our fruit pies, and they're just kind of naturally vegan and still really good.
So, Valerie, you've spent a lot of time crisscrossing the country in search of the perfect pie. You're, I guess, on a pie pilgrimage of some kind, to keep going with our religious metaphor that for some reason we have going about pie.
Pie inspires us.
But did you find any? What was that trip like?
It's an ongoing trip. I haven't stopped. I go on little road trips throughout the year, and whenever I'm out, I always go in search of pie in whatever region I'm in. So I have found some really amazing pies around the country. I found some really terrible pies as well.
What made the good ones great?
The good ones are they're flavorful. They're most often made by hand. One of the best pies I've ever had is in Kansas City at a little pie shop called Upper Crust, and I believe, from what I know of them, I don't know everything, but it's just a couple of ladies that started making pie, doing it by hand. Their pies are amazing. They're really good ingredients, which comes through in the pie as well.
We've stayed with sweet pies so far. Do you have any favorite savory pies?
Oh, I love savory pies. One of my favorites is a twist on a French meat pie, so it's like a ground beef, and you throw some potatoes or root vegetables in it, and then you add cinnamon and nutmeg, so it's kind of a savory and spicy pie. That's one of my favorites. And then I love a cheeseburger pie, which is just basically a pie filling or a pie crust that you fill with some. We use grass-fed Wisconsin beef in our restaurants and some good Wisconsin cheddar, really sharp cheddar, cook up some onions, throw it all in there and bake it. It's delicious.
I was trying to decide whether pies were out of favor now, whether it was more of sort of a 50s thing, or whether pies are really hip again. Where do you think pies fall?
I think pies are making a comeback. I think that you're seeing little pie shops pop up all over in different cities. At least that's what I'm noticing as I kind of keep my eye out on my road trips and look for stuff. There's kind of a whole resurgence in it, especially in the tradition of making them by hand. I think the pies have always existed in little diners all over the place, but they were more mass-produced or, you know, bought from a restaurant supply place. But now you're seeing the handmade pies are starting to show up again, which I really love.
I seem to remember Twin Peaks, the TV show, was a turning point for a hipness of pie, because Dale Cooper always loved the pie at the local diner in Twin
Peaks.
Yeah. Did you connect with that yourself?
Well, I think I was, I remember that. I was younger when that show was on. So I think that was definitely one of the first things I saw where it romanticized pie a little for me.
And do you think people are making more pie during this pie comeback, or are they just eating it?
I think they're just eating it. Although we've been teaching pie lessons At the cafe, and we sell them out. So a lot of people are wanting to learn how to make pie. So that's been really fun. So maybe we'll see more people making it.
Valerie, I got to admit, I'm kind of lazy when it comes to pie. I will buy a crust, and I'll avoid recipes that involve a top crust, so I don't do any rolling or anything like that. Can you give me a pep talk to give it a try to roll out my own crust, my own two crusts and make a real proper pie?
Yeah. Well, I think you need to do it just to try it for once, because it will taste so much better if you make it by hand. And you know what? I'm not going to frown on somebody buying a pie crust, because I love a pie. At the end of the day, any pie is probably a good pie. At least you're making one. But find a good recipe and give it a shot, because there's something really therapeutic and wonderful about rolling out the pie dough and getting your hands dirty and putting it together yourself. It's very rewarding when it's done.
Well, I'm sold on that. So what about a practical note? If I want to set aside time to do this thing, to make an elaborate pie with maybe two crust, a double crust, how much time do I need to set aside?
Well, to actually make the crust part, it doesn't take all that long. It takes, you know, maybe 15 minutes to make it. And then if you don't have the time, the long part of making a pie is baking it, usually, if you're making a fruit pie anyway. So you could make the crust, and you could pop it in your fridge for up to 24 hours and hang on to it. And then you can make, you know, filling takes about 5 minutes if you're buying, especially if you just buy some frozen fruit or pre-cut fruit and mix it up. That's really simple. And then the hard part is putting it in the oven and waiting for an hour for it to bake. And then you have to let it sit for 4 hours after you've baked it, so it completes its cooking. So
four hours. Who can wait 4 hours?
That's what people are always so sad when I tell them. You have to wait. You can't eat it right away. It'll fall apart.
Well, we'll leave it on that note. I'm still inspired to make some pie. Valerie, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Valerie Lux is managing partner and chief executive pie maker at Honey Pie in Milwaukee. And you can find a recipe for Milwaukee Mud Pie. That was a chocolatey thing she was describing earlier. You can find that on the Central Time Facebook page.